How do I make it hold DMC? Do I have to put it in the thing and give it shit?
You have to put it in a transmutation table or a collector. You just put on the left and then put all the stuff that you want to charge it with in the fire.
Yeah, let me steal some of Terry's shit.
What? What did he say about my
Nothing.
Shit? I said
he
I have
said
to
you had really
shit.
Nice shit.
Oh. Thank you.
So I put it on the left, and then I charge it with these diamonds that I stole from Terry.
Yeah. He's always taking my diamonds. It's the thing we do.
I work really hard at getting these diamonds, and then Ryan takes them. But it's fine. I can just get more.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Science
rules. All right. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Episode 65. I'm here with Potato and Snappy-Goo and Bunchies.
Yeah.
And fuck you. I just hijacked the intro.
There you go.
Oh.
I don't care. Less work I gotta do.
Like you do any at all. Oh! Listen.
I gotta hit F12. F12. And then I gotta hit it again.
Why not F9?
That's taken up by all my. The rest of my keys are all hot keys to porn sites.
Well, F9's probably something pretty gay, huh?
Probably. I'm not even sure anymore. It's just a blur. I just hit all of them and then I go to bed.
Go to bed. Just
leave him on. Well, you need. It's like a lullaby for him, you know?
Right. Exactly. It's my bedtime story.
And good night.
Exactly.
Exactly. Ryan, you got it.
Can't go to sleep without it.
Woo!
Don't worry, I'll bring you a copy.
No, I'm straight. It's cool.
Yeah, I know. I'll bring you a copy.
Yeah.
No, it's cool.
Don't make this weird.
Yeah,
I'm not finna, but
I'm you just don't saying. Listen to it.
Sounds like you. Make it weird.
You're gonna go to bed to it. And you're gonna tell me how refreshed you feel in the morning.
I'm uncomfortable.
He's been leaving.
So Ryan, you're getting married this weekend.
I am getting married this weekend.
You're getting married this Saturday, specifically.
What did you say?
Saturday, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday. I was like, you're gonna be late.
No, we're coming down Friday. We're gonna be leaving here around 1 p.m. or so.
Good. Friday night, we are all gonna chill.
Yeah. Our check-in is at 4, so figured there's no reason to leave any earlier than that.
Right. Makes sense. I can support that. Cool. It's exciting. I gotta ditch my parents.
Yeah?
They're gonna wanna, like, hang out all night, and how am I gonna explain to them, man, I just wanna go drink and just chill out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just run around, waving your arms around, blah, 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 blah. I know what you gotta do. You can't do that around your parents.
I've been married before. I know what you got to do.
Yeah.
Really
I'm picking up what you're putting down, Ryan.
Tell me more.
Well.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't want to do
was
that.
I talking
Lord.
To you?
I don't want to go
Terry,
this.
Please tell me some more.
Oh, well, Terry, go ahead.
No. I wanted to be a surprise.
There you go. But it's not a surprise now?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, he doesn't want to talk about it until he's ready.
All right, well, we'll wait.
I'll tell you in person.
Okay, sounds good. See you soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, if we remember to pick him up.
Spencer and I are going to, like, pass each other in the air.
You guys should high five.
He lands at 10 and I take off at 9:25.
That would be so badass.
Would be pretty just badass.
High five.
I'm pretty sure I'd lose an arm.
We'll reinforce your arm. That way Spencer loses the arm.
All right.
Don't tell him.
Don't tell Spencer.
Yeah, I can see that working.
Mm-hmm. I'm
Alex,
sure the pilots
have you watched
be out
the new
for it.
Futurama yet from last week?
Oh, no.
God damn it.
No.
You have to.
What
it's
happens?
So funny.
Tell us,
I'm not going to spoil it. They go to Oktoberfest.
But future Oktoberfest, right?
Yeah. Have you seen it, Terry?
No. But I understand that Futurama takes place in the future.
Yeah, but it's still October. It's called Oktoberfest. They don't call it October. We are in the future from the past, and we don't call things future Oktoberfest.
What?
What?
We are currently in the present, but we are somebody's future. But we don't call things future things.
What?
Okay, but I'm saying...
Are you saying that we don't currently call Oktoberfest future...
Future Oktoberfest, because there has been past Oktoberfest.
And this is taking place in the future.
But you said it's future Oktoberfest, right? Well, yeah, it's implied because we're watching Futurama.
All I'm hearing is I'm right.
All I'm saying is I didn't need to have to clarify it.
Well, I thought you did, so...
I don't give a shit what you think.
Ooh.
Ask your parents.
Maybe a little bit. No?
I feel like you do.
You think so? Like but you just go ahead and keep thinking that.
All right. Yeah.
Good. So when this comes out, we're probably going to be leaving, actually.
Oh, all right.
Going out the door.
Are we going to be like filming with your camera a lot?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
The plan, little man.
That's the plan.
I don't think I was talking.
Big man.
Little big man.
Little big man.
Little big
planet.
Regular man.
Little big planet.
Little big planet man.
I'm just going to start calling you Little Big Planet.
Wow, that's really insulting, Terry.
I was going to say, that's a little rude.
I figured it'd go either way. It's going to be like, damn, that's pretty cool.
Nope.
So we're going to go the other angle with it. All right.
Turns out I'm a little
not my intention, but okay.
Turns out I'm a little offended by it.
Call me Little Big Planet.
So Ryan,
everything
obviously
revolves around me. Like the sun revolves around the earth.
Shut
right?
up, Terry. What?
So, okay. Ryan obviously is prepared for his trip of a couple hours.
Well, except for when you're a couple hours. Yeah, that it's 6 hours. We have a layover in Seattle, which makes no sense because we have to fly.
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
You're going to fly over to get to Seattle.
To have a half-hour layover. To fly
two states north to come back down.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Sorry, what were you saying, Alex, previously?
I don't...
We're ready for the trip.
Yeah, you're ready because you have all of Dragon Ball Z downloaded and a bunch of games.
I have Dragon Ball Z, I have Pokemon on my phone. I'm still grinding. I'm almost to 100 on everybody.
Still on his Pokemon grind.
Dude, it's been a tough grind.
What about you and Dwight, Terry?
Hold on, I'm not done.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sir, I think we got some 2 seasons of Big Bang to watch.
Fun.
A season of Law and Order.
More fun.
My God.
Two movies.
Alex, they're married now.
The entire Ocean series.
No, but it's like, you're going to be, would you say the trip was 6 hours?
Yeah, and then we're flying to New York, and then we're flying back.
Yeah, but you have enough shit there to last you about 3 months.
Hey, over-prepare.
Yeah, because what if you get bored?
Yeah, and what if we have a delay?
What if you want to watch all 12 seasons of Law and Order?
What if we get bored on the hype right now?
No, not all 12. I just have one. I also have Outlaw Star. I almost forgot.
There you go. Good show.
Great show. I was upset because I pressed play and it was all in Japanese. And I was like, man. And then I realized that if I went to Audio Track 2, it was in English.
What's up?
Hello. But well, Dragon Ball Z were...
Me and Terry don't need to worry about that because we are the entertainment going up.
Dear Lord. You guys should find a stream.
Singing show tunes 100% of the way.
Can you leave the computer calling your phone on Skype and record the whole thing on your way up?
In theory,
or
I could create a new Skype account. And then call my Skype account at my house.
Or use Terry's Skype account.
Or that, but, you know, it's my phone. I don't know if he wants to use his or not, but regardless. Nope. And then call mine and then have my computer streaming the phone call on the way up.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be, but that would require me leaving my computer on by itself and with all of its fancy water doodles in here.
And you will break the bank on any kind of, like, 3G limit here.
I don't have a limit.
Vegeta, like, on his own, said,
then they will revoke it.
Jet maybe. High five.
But that's okay.
Anyway, sorry. I like the idea, but
it's a cool idea, but I'm not going to do it.
Get a second computer.
I'd be slow as shit, too.
What'd you get me?
I'm not going to tell you.
Damn it!
Yeah.
Am I going to like it?
No.
Did you get me balls, too?
No.
What?
What?
Did you get me balls?
No, I got you balls, bro. Gonna bring four sets of balls on.
Dude, I've been getting balls.
Who's with me? Terry's with me. He's gonna be with me.
I just want some balls in my mouth.
I know. Bring you six balls.
Nice. Is that so much to ask for?
I like how we're not even gonna explain what it is and nothing.
No, why not? Anyway, nope.
Well, that's your thing anyway.
Yeah, pretty excited about the wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not nervous at all?
Not really.
No.
Got Sarah's wedding ring. Terry. From the store. Looks pretty ballin'.
That's good.
We had a custom band, and we put a bigger diamond in there.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
How's your ring?
Is it it's cool. It's
plain
cool.
Jane.
It's it's like a tungsten or something. I don't know, titanium. No, it's not
tungsten titanium.
No, something. I don't know, but it has a diamond on the top, and it's like gray. It's pretty tight.
You have a diamond too?
Yeah, just a little one.
He's got to have that diamond. That was part of the deal.
You get a diamond, I get a diamond.
Without a diamond, honey.
Yeah, I want that diamond. Shit, I just dropped my remote.
Put a diamond on this finger.
Like, you better put a ring on it. Oh. Jerry knows. Yep.
I've been married many times. And I got a diamond ring every time.
And I divorced that bitch and sold the ring.
Every single time.
I mean, a net gain of negative $2,000.
Dumbass.
Are you going up? What time are you arriving on Friday? Or are you going up Friday?
We're leaving. No, we'll get there Thursday.
Oh, you're going to get there Thursday?
Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Ooh.
In the mow.
That's why, Spencer and I are going to jet 5.
I didn't know you was leaving tomorrow.
Yup. Crazy, right? What are the odds?
I don't know. When he was down, I was like, man, that sucks. You're going to miss Ryan's wedding. He goes, yeah. I'm like, well, at least you get to see your dad. And, he's happy about that.
I guess. No, I'm just kidding.
His dad's cool.
I'm sure.
Yep. He's got a cool house up in the NM.
You should go see it sometime. I think he lives in the mountain. I think I've actually been to the city he lives in.
But... Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely lives up in the mountains or something like that.
Yeah, I know. He does. He lives in, I forget the name of it. I think it's... Oh, he lives in Taharis.
Taharis.
Taharis. It's like with a J. I don't know how they say names here. They say names pretty stupid.
Taharis.
I'm sorry. Do you want some water?
No.
I was just saying it. How insulting.
No. So, I'm pretty excited. I haven't... The last time I was in Reno... Not Reno. Up there. Through Tahoe and everything like that.
In the butt.
What?
Yeah.
No, sorry, go on.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You're saying?
I was 18. I couldn't do anything. So, it's nice. Oh, yeah. I've only been to one other place, gambling place or anything like that, where I've been 21.
Yeah, we can gamble,
Vegas.
We can do anything.
I'm not a big gambler, but, the environment's fun. Knowing
that.
What's I don't know what that is.
It's a 7-card poker game.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh, it's tight. It's tight. We'll teach you.
Who's we?
Me.
Okay.
You gotta get Tyler to gamble.
Tyler's not gonna gamble? Has he said that?
He's Mormon.
So?
No, he hasn't said that.
You're Mormon.
Yeah, he's Mormon.
That's right.
He's a special kind.
Well, we could get him to do
Mormon.
Something.
Call me an obese Mormon.
Not the least Mormon.
Oh, it's like, what a douchebag.
Look, you're getting very sensitive about
weight. He's to a whole new level.
We're
tonight.
On your side here.
He's an obese Mormon. Douchebag.
Right? It's one of the obese ones.
We touched you tonight.
Not yet.
Rampant leaning since 3.
I hate you.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm still mad you're not coming.
Yeah, I'm mad too.
Grr, I'm so mad.
Grr.
Yeah.
Darn, shoot.
We gotta organize like a Vegas trip or something. Like all
MineCon. Or not MineCon. GooseCon 2014.
Yeah, I was going to say, MineCon is a little out of
there. MineCon's in Paris this year.
I know, forget that. I'm not
gonna... Yep.
GooCon 2014.
GooCon.
MooseCon? What do you want to call it? I think we're going to get...
Just MongooseCon would be the better way of saying it.
Fans?
It's a con just for us.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's what we'll say. We'll get ourselves badges and stuff right out too. We'll walk around Vegas like, no, we're here for MongooseCon.
We call it MongooseCon.
When there's conventions up there, man, you just see like a ton of people walking around with fucking badges around their neck and stuff.
It happens in San Francisco all the time too.
Yeah, so it's like it's just normal there, you know.
I think it'd be cheaper than actually hosting a con. Creating labels.
Yeah. Print 5-6 labels and then, you know,
just put it online and have people print them out themselves.
Hey, you want to come to MongooseCon? Here's your
name.
GooseCon, MongooseCon, MonCon.
Put your name here. You got to write it in with pen.
Be at this casino.
They're just those name tags that you can buy.
It says, hi, my name is
MongooseCon.
It says MongooseCon.
Little stickers.
They're all handwritten. Yeah.
The permanent marker.
Gotta make sure it's in permanent.
Tomorrow, Google's doing this thing here in Albuquerque where they're gonna teach you how to like what to put on your website and give you a free website for a year if you own a business.
No shit.
It's cool.
Yeah, like they're gonna have their project people here making businesses websites and giving them hosting for free for a year.
That's neat.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, like what the catch is, but that's freaking tight. Like. Google's crazy.
If it's Google, there probably is no catch. It probably literally is that.
Yeah, like, I know. I would guess.
Yeah.
It's crazy though.
I find it surprising that Google hasn't wronged us really in any way yet.
Yeah.
I feel like they're waiting until they become Skynet. They already are though. If you really think about it,
Alex and I have discussed it.
Have you?
Oh, we have, Alex.
Yes.
Are you guys pen pals?
Take it away.
Take it away, Skynet discussion.
No.
Dude,
it's Ryan's baby.
Yeah, when they come out with their response, what do we decide to call him? Adam.
Call who?
The response to Siri.
Oh yeah, Adam. But you had a whole name for it. I don't remember what it was.
He like made a like an anagram of it.
What, with Adam or was it with? Oh yeah, automated something.
Yeah,
but it's gonna. Bitch slap Siri like Google usually does. And that's it. That's the end.
I think
that's
one of the A's in there was stamped for asshole.
Maybe. But yeah.
Sounds like right.
Yeah, right?
Sounds about right. But yeah, Google Skynet. Y'all watch.
It's going to be called Google Net. And it's the cable fiber they're trying to put in the roads. Shit.
Put it everywhere.
I will take that risk.
I will take it as well.
I'll trade in world domination for a few years of cheap, fast internet.
Well, aren't they promising 1,000 megabit?
It's 100 up, 100
it's
down.
It's a 1 gigabit line, so yeah.
100 up, 100 down.
Yes. I want it to support your own site anyways.
What?
Google's site, YouTube. I want their internet to support their site. It's like full circle. Get their internet, upload more videos.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, it took you a second though.
Sniffing your butt crack, it's cool.
No, that's why you were down there for so long.
Yeah. Smelt like chocolate.
Don't want to do that. going to have a bad time.
I'm not going to have a bad time.
No, you can't say that until after this weekend.
I don't think I'm going to have a bad time this weekend either.
What time are you leaving on? Are you leaving on Sunday?
Yeah, we're taking a red eye out, but we can hang out Sunday morning with everybody. Well, not Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. We're going to try to like see people.
Okay, well, our checkout is noon on Sunday, so, and it'll cost me like, I want to say like $50 to get a late checkout.
Jesus.
So no, we're checking out at noon.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to leave, you just have the car packed.
Yeah, that's true.
Ah!
It's true. So you're leaving like that midnight or what?
It's late, yeah, we have to be at the airport around like, we're going to go at like 6 or something, I don't know when it leaves. But we get there at like 6 a.m. in New York. It's crazy, right?
That is very early to be in New York.
Well, then we're just going to relax that day, and then the next day we go to our kick-ass suite, so.
Where are you going to be relaxing that day?
At her parents' house.
Oh, okay.
They live on Long Island.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, you see.
Oh, I see. So anybody who lives up in New York and Long Island, be on the lookout for Ryan.
Or if you're in Times Square, because that's where we'll be staying.
There you go. Just go out there with the sign that says, Snap-a-goo!
Like that one show. What's that show? The
T-T-T-something-L. T-R-L?
No, The Daily Show in the morning. In the morning. Not The Daily Show. What is that? The Good Morning America?
Oh, Today Show.
The Today Show. The Tomorrow Show.
That Day Show.
Welcome to the Tomorrow Show. We broadcast straight from the future. Tomorrow, the weather is
everybody
nice.
Dies!
Times Square.
Unfortunately, yesterday the weather was shitty. No. Citizens of New Mexico had a real bad day with weather yesterday. Ah, shit.
Man. I knew I shouldn't have worn shorts.
I thought so.
That's what I was thinking.
I was sitting in my house like, man.
It's gross outside.
It's gotta be.
I guess, man. I'll find out tomorrow.
These guys really nailed it.
If today was bad.
Oh, man, what they said on the Tomorrow Show was true. It was a terrible day for weather. Oh, man. We kid, everyone, but there's no such thing. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry to, you know.
Sorry,
you
we got too excited about it.
Yeah, no.
I'm not.
Shut up. God, you're lucky we even invite you.
Oh, whoa.
I'm just kidding. I was talking to Dwight.
I'm lucky to get invited anywhere.
That's true.
I'm the worst.
You're pretty unacceptable in most situations.
This is why we can never.
I'm a little nervous about this weekend.
Are you?
Having you around? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
not as much as I am about Terry.
Not the whole getting married.
Not as much as Terry.
The dark element.
Say it. It sounds about
don't,
right. But
don't worry, I'll be there to brighten your day.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa!
You're crazy, man.
Just you wait. When he gets around slot machines, we're not going to be able to get him off. He's just there the whole time.
It's
going
to
be
gambled.
Hard to get him off.
Get him out.
Get him out. Get him off them slouts.
Hey, get off damn shirt.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
God,
this
curry.
Is America.
It's America. Do it at work.
And, I hope I could do the same thing that I did in Vegas where I win like $35 and then I lose it all, but then I get a little ticket thing that says I got 35 cents.
Good job. Yep.
Alex, can I talk to you over here, please?
What is it, Ryan?
Oh, Terry, a word.
We did this last week.
This
guy's always trying to alienate me.
Mutiny!
Terry already hijacked the intro. He's taking it away from here. Go, Terry.
Terry, begin the mutiny. Kill him. Go to his house. Go.
Begin the mutiny.
Go.
We're code green on mutiny.
I wish Terry would have just dropped his headset.
I'm out.
Get rid of him, run out. Hear a slam in Diatoid's window.
Oh, Jesus!
That's the gunshot.
It's happened before.
You didn't count on the dark factor.
The dark element.
Oh, the element. There you go.
Sounds like a superhero.
I know, right? I like that.
Super villain.
Eh, either way.
Or like a particle.
He's just a super dude. You know, he does good stuff, but, you know. He may do bad stuff.
I'm an anti-hero. I'm a renegade. Have my own brand of justice.
We finally created the dark element. If this were to fall into the wrong hands.
The result
it already has.
The consequences could be dire. I'm going to make you a shirt that says the dark element. In little children's handwriting. Or I'll add it to a periodic table shirt. That'll be much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Oh, well.
We're all very excited. And I was actually telling Terry that in hindsight, we should have bought you a shirt.
Oh, yeah. That would be pretty cool. No, never too late.
Yeah, no, too late.
You have a birthday coming up very soon after.
I don't care.
Like the next day.
Okay.
There you go. When you get back, let me get your address and we'll mail you one.
Oh, it's beep.
Yeah.
Let me just pull it, Alex.
I knew you were going to bring that up again.
How could I not? How could I? Like, really? Like, why? Back me up here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's so fucking funny, dude.
Oh, yeah, it was
pretty
funny.
It was just a brain fart.
Yeah, it was.
Completely forgot that we were recording.
Could have happened to anybody, but it happened.
But it was me. Yeah.
I don't even know why I bleeped it out, really. I should have just, like, whatever, it's Machi. Just fucking make a new room.
Blown up. I'm gonna play with debuggers!
Oh my god!
Are you sniper? Oh.
That's right, kid.
Stay in school.
Stay in school. Stay don't in do school. Drugs.
Or don't.
Or do.
Whatever, I don't care.
Okay. I plan on getting blasted tonight.
Not your dad.
Ain't your dad, kid.
Don't do that unless you feel like you have to. That's
yeah, unless someone's pressuring you to do it.
Unless someone asked you.
That's how hippies raise their kids. Don't do it unless your spirit tells you you need to, and then it's okay.
Then I understand.
We can't go against our guardian spirits. It's okay, Mayflower. Be free. That's what I think every time I go to Sunflower Market. It's like a hippie grocery store. People are trying to discipline their children. I'm like, just hit them.
Why do you go?
Beat it
what are you
to
doing?
Them.
Hit them.
What are you doing at the hippie store?
Dude, they have some of the best produce, which isn't saying a whole lot here. It's shit.
Really?
I miss California produce. Oh, look, it's fresh.
Yes, it was.
Just get it in there.
They say fresh avocados, and they all either way too ripe or not ripe enough. Uh-huh. There's no in between. It's a darn shame.
Yeah.
It's take it for granted.
Not really.
And the heat, oi.
Yeah, what's the temperature been like there lately?
It's not as hot. Like, it's only gets like to 98. Like, you know, I remember living in California and getting up to like in the hundreds for like a week at a time.
Yeah, it's going to be actually in the hundreds for like the next 4 days.
But it's kind of humid there and it's kind of nice and you're low to the ground. Here, you're like a mile high in a desert. It's 98 degrees, but the sun's right there. It's just right there.
So you're a lot closer. That mile makes a big difference between
it's
how
so
close you are.
It's so hot, dude. It's so... I've never been more hot.
That's awful. Why would anybody want to live there?
Oh, it's so awful. My car doesn't have air conditioning. Never has.
Yeah, no, it's never worked.
No, it's never had it.
I thought that, maybe I'm thinking of your old one. No, both of them have been the complete stock versions, haven't they?
Yeah, they've never had air conditioning.
The white one had power windows, though.
Nope.
Right?
Wait, are you saying the stock version of his car doesn't have AC?
Yes, my dad bought a strip model, not a stock model.
Yes. Oh, that's
two
sucks.
He bought it for commuting. Like, he bought
two. Yeah, well, you commute with air.
Roll down the windows.
In California, you can just roll down your window, and it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Here, though, it's just so hot.
It's so hot.
I'm so excited to be in Tahoe.
Right now. When people are listening to this, you're in Tahoe.
I'm enjoying
the life.
Yeah, it's brutally hot out here. Never been this uncomfortable. The white neon had power steering.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm thinking.
The green neon had no power steering.
Nope, it didn't. I remember that because you couldn't turn the wheel when it was parked. Like you had to crank it.
Do you remember I like turn off my car and like just like let it coast into the parking spot in front of your house?
Yep.
Oh man,
I do remember that.
Alex,
I kind of learned how to drive stick in that car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of learned, and then you told me to back it up one day into your driveway, and I was just like, I don't know if I can do that.
Oh yeah.
And I think I got up to the driveway, but I couldn't get over the curb because I didn't trust myself. And
yeah,
so
I remember that.
Yeah.
Although the way you rephrased it just now is really dirty.
It does. I backed it up, but then I couldn't get it all the way, so I got out.
I didn't drive stick into your car until that day you told me to back it up into your driveway, and then the classes stopped. My mom said I couldn't go anymore.
He's not laughing.
It's not funny.
Oh, come on, Chip. I told you one day we'd laugh about it. Where's
it hasn't come for him.
Where the hell did he go?
Right. I bet we're not filming anymore. He crashed, didn't he? Or he's playing a cruel joke. Bitch!
What?
Ah!
Oh, you're talking about me.
Well, who else would I be talking about when I'm calling somebody a bitch? What I'm saying?
Oh. Alex.
That was getting in him with more Bill Nye, though.
We're not talking about that.
I know we can. It's just I didn't want us to recite every tweet he did for like the next 2 hours, which is what we were doing.
It was fun though.
It was. It's still funny. They posted a pretty funny thing on there. I've realized that his replies are just as funny. Like someone tweeted him. He's like, "Our science teacher put on your show and left, and that was 6 days ago. What should we do?" And he goes, "Rewind the tape, homie." They're just as funny.
That's awesome, right?
So that just doubled the amount of stuff I could read. So I'm just sitting here, like, reading what he's, like, saying to other people.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Like, this guy's like, "Can you explain osmosis?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's simple." How the fuck do pinwheels work? Blow on the shit!
How do what work?
He says, some guy is like, "How the fuck do pinwheels work?" And he goes, "Blow on the shit."
It's
what the
true.
Fuck? Yeah.
There was one where some guy goes, "Why is the ocean so salty?" And he goes, "There's a lot of salt in it." Where do you suppose all the salt comes from? And he goes, "I don't suppose shit."
This guy's like, "Hey, yo, the fuck is a volcano?" And he goes, "Big ass rupture in the earth."
Science.
I don't know, little niggas. Ask your parents. That was my favorite.
How do you make ice? Hey, just let your freezer do it for you. For those of you who don't know, this is one of the greatest things that Terry has ever shown me. It's this guy, he has a fake account, it's called Bill Nye, though, and it's just a dude that's just pretending to be Bill Nye, and it's just the funniest responses
like
about
a
anything.
A ghetto-ass Bill Nye.
A ghetto-ass Bill Nye.
Oh, man. Shit. Good shit. Follow him.
Yeah. Good Twitter to follow.
I mean, if you enjoy laughing and having
like it. Yeah, if you enjoy science. Humor.
But if not, please don't. We don't want you there.
If you like getting it in with science and Bill Nye, you might want to
check
it.
Oh, and also if you don't know who Bill Nye is, don't ask. Please don't ask us. Google
I will
it.
Kill you.
Google it for the love of it. Go to YouTube.
If you don't already know, you're not already.
End it all right now.
What
really no, I retract
kind
that statement.
Of brave school did you go to that they didn't have an eye?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty
I'm thinking
sure
more of the fact that we have children that listen to this shit, which, by the way, is appalling, parents.
Hey, listen, I had a mom come up to me in Vegas saying that she appreciated all the hard work and stuff that I do.
She yeah, that's... Oh, okay. Okay. Terry, did you hear that? The work that he does. All right, that's cool.
You do such good work.
In my defense, well, actually, in your guys' defense, all right, fuck you both. We didn't actually, we weren't doing the podcast at that time because that was November of last year. We started up the podcast again. January.
Oh, I was gonna say we were doing the. We started.
Well, if you were to meet her again, she would not have such nice.
She would be very livid with me. Let me tell you.
I mean, the first podcast only had like fart jokes.
Because of you farting. It wasn't jokes. You were just farting.
Whose fault is that?
That's a bold face lie.
It's recorded.
Prove it.
Prove it.
Okay.
Nope. Too late.
Are you implying that it was someone else's fault, Ryan?
This
podcast is labeled after you. It's called What Up, Joe? Because you were talking about your mission to Chicago.
Picks didn't happen.
Episode 2, everybody.
Picks or it didn't happen.
What up, Joe?
Yeah, take a picture.
Take a picture of it. I want to see it being said.
Okay.
He wants to see it being said. Make it happen.
All right.
He's got you trapped now.
Nah, I got it. Don't even worry. I'm gonna start playing this podcast right now.
Dubias.
I've always thought it was
Dubias.
Dubias?
Yeah,
well, I mean, it looks
like Sam's podcast.
Terry, do it now.
Shut up, Sam's talking.
What am I doing?
First time I was like,
I don't want to hear it, I want to see it.
Shut up, Sam.
Yeah.
No.
Pixar didn't happen.
Oh,
that's almost worse than Catch 23.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually really surprised to see that our old episodes still play.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to him the other day.
Yeah?
Not those, though, because that didn't happen.
Not that one, though.
Not that particular one where nothing happened.
We were invited! Tea was served!
There you go. Done deal.
If I don't touch the link, it didn't happen.
Whatever.
Where's the pic? Is this a picture? This ain't no pic.
What? Give it a second.
Oh,
I just see it playing.
Yeah, that's the picture of it playing. You said you wanted to see it.
No, I
want to
see it being said. This doesn't show me it being said.
It is being said.
No, this listens to me being said.
That's the same thing. I can ask Bill Nye.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask him right now.
Damn, you don't want him to ask Bill Nye.
Can you see
what
is being said?
I don't give a fuck.
If so, can I take a picture? Bam, tweeted him.
Oh my god, you did. You did.
I did. Check my fucking Twitter.
No way.
Oh, can you see what is being said? If so, can I take a picture?
What?
Hope he replies.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It's gonna make this podcast.
Oh,
I'm gonna name the podcast after Bill Nye.
Oh my god.
If he doesn't.
I can't believe it.
His last tweet was 45 minutes ago, but this bitch has fucking a billion tweets.
This seems a little high.
Yeah, well, I mean, it says 401, but god damn, he replied to like every single person on the second.
He's probably taking a weed nap right now. Getting ready for his next science lecture. He's leaning in the lab right now.
Dude, I don't see yours on his, though. Oh, no, this is his tweets. It's cool. My bad.
Here's a real moment with Bill Nye, though. Some guy tweeted him, "Why are rainbows gay?" And he goes, "Come on, dude." Love it.
Come on, dude. Oh, I just kicked my Kinect.
Oh, Brian, you got quiet.
Oh, it's because I kicked my Kinect and I bet it hit my...
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Well, you're quiet.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now, though?
Yeah, you're getting better.
Alright, that's cool, though. Oh!
Mm-hmm. Well, now you're getting worse.
Oh, are you kidding me right now? How about now?
No, you're fine.
You fucking dick. You're
good. Apparently, Bill Nye has a new PBS documentary coming out this January called There Are So Many Different Types of Rocks.
There you go. I'm going to watch all of it.
Stay tuned.
If it was made by Bill Nye, though, I would watch it.
I watched it. It was just Bill Nye.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd probably make it interesting.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw Bill Nye do anything?
Honestly, eighth grade.
Exactly. We want to see what he's up to now.
I follow
him on
Twitter. He's
supposed to be doing another show. I forget what it was.
I think he is.
He was like doing other new show he's doing.
About rocks.
About rocks.
Why are you listening? You dumb motherfucker.
Whoa.
Bill Nye, though, is not doing it, though. It's regular Bill Nye.
That's what I'm saying previously. I'm not stupid. Like some people, no.
Look, I ain't stupid.
This kayaking game on Google is hard as shit.
Kayaking?
Dude, sorry, what?
Go to Google right now. Go to Google right now.
I'm busy.
You're not busy enough to go to Google right now.
Go.
Oh, wrong way.
Okay. Fuck. Thank you for telling me how.
Oh, shit. Same rock. He was gonna crack. Oh, finish line. Okay, we're cool. I made it.
No, don't take it. That's mine.
Oh, rock.
See?
Okay. Why is there a canoe game here?
Because the Olympics. The
kayak game. Oh, is it kayaks right now?
I don't know. It was kayaks sometime. I've been doing it all week, though.
23 seconds. Not that
good. Oh, it's a frog! Bitch frog!
Bitch frog.
You guys been watching the Olympics at all?
Not really. I've been really bad about it. I was watching it while I was getting a pedicure today.
I would have watched it if it was streaming live.
Yeah, like...
The only way I can see it is through NBC, and it's time delayed.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Why is it time delayed? It's the most important thing in the world. Everybody, like, Uganda gets to see it live. How come we can't?
Fucking Uganda.
You can do it. BBC is streaming it live, but it's like region locked, so you just have to do the proxy shit or whatever. But I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it seems a little illegal.
Yeah, it's like more than, well, I don't think it's illegal, but it's more than that. It's not as far as I'm willing to go. Or it's further than I'm willing to go. It should be, they should have just streamed it online.
Yeah, it's bullshit. And then if you open MSNBC, like it's our like one of our default pages at work, if you open it, it tells you what's already happened.
Right.
And so there's no point in watching it. Like, I was going to watch something. And I
they
saw
do it in the commercials, too. Like, yeah, I guess like, at one point they were showing something, and they were talking about it was going to be the next event or whatever. And then the next commercial is like it showed the winner and everything.
Yeah. NBC really dropped the ball. Like, somebody needs to take it away from them.
I want to know what, like, you figured that this would be something like first day jitters or something, you know? Like, they fucked up on the first day, they're six hours late. Right. I know, that's what I'm saying, though, is that, like, and then obviously everybody's up in an uproar about it. It's been, like, everywhere on the net that they're, like, why the fuck are you 6 hours late? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think
so. It's been days now!
The shit in Beijing was live, like, I saw a lot of the shit in Beijing live.
Yeah, I watched that. Because it was live and it was on everywhere, you know? You couldn't escape it.
Yeah, and I liked it. I enjoyed the Olympics. This one I feel like I can't catch anything I want to watch.
Yeah.
Because I never know when it's going to be on because they don't say when it's going to be on. They have this like talk show that's constantly going. All right, now let's watch this clip. And I think I'm watching something like cool happening live. And then I feel like a retard when I go talk to somebody about it. They're like, yeah, I know that happened 2 days ago. Like, oh.
And how awesome was it when fucking Kobe scored that field goal an hour ago.
An hour ago?
What?
That was 2 days ago.
That was yesterday. Kobe did. You didn't hear? What? I just saw him playing in the Olympics.
Nah, man, the whole team plane crashed.
Whole team exploded. I don't know
what it is. Blew up.
Walking out. Too many gold medals.
Too many gold medals. Too heavy. Went right through the earth. It was crazy. It was crazy. We were like, oh, shit. That's Kobe. Someone save him.
Save him. Oh, my God, Kobe.
Save Kobe.
Save Kobe.
Oh, no. I will save you.
He's an American treasure.
Reach my hand, Kobe.
I was getting a haircut today, and they were watching the Olympics there, and it was the dude's like sprinting thing or something. I don't know.
So you mean the decathlon 100 meter?
Maybe. I didn't. I don't know. They were running.
Our ass handed to us in water polo.
Running.
And that's a really awkward thing to be to have on, like when you're getting a haircut by like a girl, because they're just sitting there like staring at this dude's junk because they're in like a leotard thing, and I'm sitting there like, fuck, that dude's ripped. I gotta watch these dudes
talk to him. Like, you see this guy?
And like it's so obvious where they like they stop, they're like cutting my hair, and like you can, there's a mirror in front of you, so you can see them like looking at the TV, and they just go. And I'm like, ah, come on. I get it. I understand. It was just really weird. And so I was trying to make small talk with him. I was like, man, they're really zooming in on this guy.
Why would you make it even more
awkward? Yeah, they are really showing a lot of penis.
You start going to a spa where there's Asian.
I had to say something.
You don't have to talk to him.
There was even this shot where, like, after the race was done, like, the guy who won, like he goes down on the ground, he's, like, laying on his back, you know? And then he, like, brings his legs up, and the camera's right there in his crotch and ass. Just watching, like,
you're sitting there, and everything's quiet, and you're just like, man, sure is a lot of penis this year.
Man, look at his dick.
Look, got a pretty big bulge, doesn't he?
Think he got enough dick shots in the Olympics? Is there medals for that? This guy here in Germany, he'd take gold.
China's got us beat in the most gold medals right now by 3, but we got him beat in the most.
Wait, what?
We
I can't hear you.
Why not?
I can't hear Ryan.
Hello.
I can hear.
Okay,
him.
That's better.
We have, as of today, the day we are filming this, we have 33 golds, and China has 36.
Yeah, China's been getting it in.
But we got 20, or we got 79 overall, and they have 77.
Ooh.
Overall winners!
Ain't good enough, Ryan.
It's a start.
All the gold.
If we would have got off our asses today during water polo, God, that was embarrassing to watch. Croatia whooped our ass. Like, how obscure.
National sport.
What's up?
Croatia, water polo champs.
I don't think that's how it is. It's not like, you know, it's not like, oh, Brazil won in volleyball. What else do they have to do? It's just a beach.
God, a lot of cool gifts came out of those volleyball scenes.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
I did not watch any of it, but goddamn, I caught the recap on 4chan.
I'm saying.
They knew what was up.
Yeah. That's all when I got to the salon today.
America.
I am a patriot. I am a patriot. New America.
I forget which country it was, but apparently one of the countries has their national sport is hide and seek. I can't remember.
Awesome.
What?
Oh, I'm gonna Google that right now.
It was on Wikipedia. Wikipedia. I'm sorry. It was on the Wikipedia.
That's badass.
It's one of the Middle Eastern countries.
Is it Poland?
It's national sport.
Like,
you said
it's in Middle Eastern. is it Poland?
It's Afghanistan, dude.
Afghanistan, yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Their national sport is hide and seek.
Yeah, well, it's true.
It was better than my Anne Frank jokes I had lined up, but
so I said Poland.
Why would you say Poland?
Okay, I thought you were being stupid. Is it Poland?
Is that Poland?
Hey, but is it Poland?
Though? Hey, is it Poland though?
It's Poland though.
Europe's in Asia.
Europe's in Asia.
That's Europe. Russia's in Europe.
That guy, he knew his science, man. And his geography.
He knew his ABCs so much money, and his 1-2-3s.
If he didn't spend all his money on KFC, he could have bought himself a map.
Those are good
times.
You
mean an MAP.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, check out my very first video on my channel.
Oh, man.
That one.
Do it. Number one game.
Mm-hmm. Duty 2. Best game.
I love your skate one.
Which one?
Your skate one. With the guy in his boxers.
My old Mantosh.
I will still watch that one every day.
It's short shorts, dude. It's not box. It's short shorts.
It's close. So there's this guy on Twitter today bitching about playing Modern Warfare with a bunch of kids, and I called him a bitch.
Shut up.
Not going to say your name.
Wonder who it could be.
Speaking of Call of Duty, did you guys hear about the mom who took her kid to hospital?
Nope.
No.
Well, this kid played Modern Warfare for 5 days straight.
Take him to the hospital.
His mom had to take him to the hospital.
Did he not eat?
Dehydration.
Oh my god.
Yep. He games so fucking hard.
That doesn't even make sense to me. Like,
yeah, how could you do that? Like,
how could you not eat? Just get up, go. Even if you're gonna keep playing, just go grab something, bring it back, and keep playing. Whatever. Like a normal person.
Why did that mom make him eat? Like, why did it have to get to the point?
Yeah, what was the mom doing?
Like,
mom's just sitting in her room.
My mom would have walked in there with a fucking IV and been like,
"You're
gonna eat."
Yeah, they don't go into it. It actually clearly states here, mom's inability to intervene and end this persistent threat to the health of her child over the course of 5 days was not explained.
This persistent threat? Turn off the TV, fat ass.
The last line here says, the mom says she's learned a lesson and the Xbox is gone. Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Idiot.
Damn, that's sucks.
I'm watching
Learn the Hot Pocket.
I'm watching this video on the YouTube of these people that have remade Fallout or Lockout like I did, but in Minecraft and are shooting at each other and shit. And like playing a game of Halo using their Minecraft characters.
Neat. We played Pokemans for a bit.
That was fun.
It was a little bit super buggy.
Yeah, very buggy right now.
Very buggy.
It's not as bad in single player, but multiplayer, it's like you can't take a few steps without crashing or whatever.
Yeah. Crashing or losing a Pokemon.
Well, you don't lose them either. They're there, but you can't pick them up.
Yeah.
They go away, and then they come back.
Yeah, they come back. They're like, hey.
Hey, I'm still here, but I'm down here now. Oh, you can't click on me, though. Oh, you crashed.
I'm
gone now.
And I'm gone. I'm just gonna go away until he comes back.
We've been really getting back into Pokemon lately, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just thinking that too. Earlier when Terry posted that picture of all the old school art of them, and we talked about Pokemon for a long ass time, and I was like, damn, fucking the last two or three weeks. It's been all about Pokemon.
Dude, yeah, I've been playing Pokemon for the last, 2 months, on my phone, just, hardcore.
Well, yeah, you, Terry, and Alex, I think.
Yeah, I started.
Yeah, I ended up getting regular red, and then I got halfway through, and I was like, you know what, I want fire red.
So yeah, dude, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing black now.
Yeah, I'm about to check out black, or black or white, one of them, when I, for the strip.
What are they for? DS.
Oh, can you get a DS on your phone?
No.
There is
one screen.
Well, yeah. I thought maybe it would split it up.
Well, then it'd be tiny as shit.
Yeah. Well.
But it's okay. I can only play for a little while at a time, just because it's very monotonous. And it's with Pokemon that I don't really care about.
You need that fast forward.
I have it, and it doesn't help. It's still bad. Maybe I'll make it even faster. I don't know. Where things are just instant.
For a while, I was grinding at 8 times speed.
That's how you do it.
Hitting my running shoes. Well, there's this glitch in Fire Red. Have you found it yet? Where are you?
I just beat the electric gym.
Okay, when you beat the one on the island, there's
the fire one.
Yeah,
it's like the seventh one.
Seventh one, there's a whole new quest that Bill takes you on.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that.
And,
Fire Red.
You...
Yeah, it takes you to, a new place, right?
And then you can go into this little island that has a little, bath in it where you can heal.
Yeah.
And then go outside and, like, keep fighting the gym leaders. I've been crying in there like crazy.
I remember.
Oh, dude, somebody else built a Pillar of Autumn.
What I've been doing, I've been using that Verse Seeker thing on people. Like,
find
someone
that
I can just burn through, and I just do that.
No, you go outside, you go into this little place and heal your Pokemon. It's exactly 100 steps. It's 50 in, 50 out, you walk out, you hit your thing, and there's four gym leaders waiting to fight you. Nice. Or not gym leaders, four people with Pokemon that are like 40.
Yeah.
It's pretty bitchin'. I've been grinding.
I literally found someone that had like all grass, and I just used my Charmander on them over and over. Just burn through one hit each of them. Get like 10 levels.
Should I go all the way to 100 or just go to 80 to go fight the Elite Four?
I always try to hit like mid 80s.
I think I want to. Do they learn anything late?
No.
No.
It pops off at like 50.
There should be the ultimate move at 100.
That'd be nice. Well, you actually do get ultimate. Some guy will teach you like ultimate moves for your starters. There's like an ultimate water one, an ultimate fire one, an ultimate grass one. She's it's only for the starters though.
She's on that island. You got to have the starter like.
Yeah.
In starting position. I should probably do that.
But yeah, those are actually they're really strong, but you can only use them like once or twice.
Interesting. I'll be playing it on the airplane.
Yeah, I'm going to play black on the ride up. Or white, whatever I get.
You going to go buy it?
No, I'm going to check it out.
I don't understand.
I can.
I mean, you're going to have to
technically rent one game from my store.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
Yeah.
For how long?
4 days.
Yeah. Is 4 days enough for you to beat Pokemon?
I'm not going to beat it. I just need something to do on the ride.
Dude, I put my old battery back in my phone, like my regular size battery, and it feels so slick and new.
I don't understand.
I've been using a fat extended battery since I got it.
Oh.
To make it last longer.
Gotcha.
But now I put it back in, and it's so thin. I forgot how thin it is, because I only used it for like a couple days without the extended.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt too when I had I've had a case on my phone almost exclusively since I bought it.
Yeah,
and I had to take it off because my car holder thing that I use, it doesn't support my case obviously because it only supports my phone. So I had to take it off every time if I wanted to use it. So eventually I was just like, you know what, fuck it. I took it off and I'm just like, Jesus, man, I forget. And the back of my phone is so slippery though. I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I started with, too. I had the big case on my already big phone.
Oh.
And, like...
You double-bigged it.
Yeah, so I took off my case a while ago because the kickstand on it broke, and that's the only reason why I had it. And I have now, like, I had a little extra kickstand, but I just bought a kick-ass dock. Anyway. But, now I'm charging this battery to take on the plane, and I'll have my other battery charged, too. So I have two batteries for the trip. So...
Interesting.
But yeah, I love it. Like, it's so thin, I forgot. And so light
now. In your pocket?
Oh, well, I always put it in my pocket. But
without
I've kept
stretching it out?
Well, yeah, not really. But I've kept it really nice. Like, I've always had a cover on the screen, which I've never been really about. And, like, I took the cover off last night to replace it, and it still looked brand freaking new.
Yeah, I didn't like cases or the covers on front, yeah, on the front of phones, because I always got the Invisible Shield ones, and those are just awful. They're just the worst phone like covers that you can get for your phone, because they have that stupid texture on them and they're not smooth and they never feel as good as the glass does, you know?
Yeah.
And then I got this one from Amazon for like $3. I want to say it's called Skinami, and okay. It's just fantastic. And I've had it on here since probably about 2 weeks after I got my phone, and I know it's fine underneath, but I should get another one because the corner's kind of peeling now.
Yeah, that's happened to mine.
Yeah, and that was because of me. I didn't put it on right.
But, well, mine's just the, like, Verizon Droid case, or little covers that they sell you for $5 or whatever for three of them. Some sort of ripoff. But they work. And I have six because they came with my cases. I bought two cases.
Here's the site for the place that I went to. Well, the company, rather.
I was telling somebody about your your experience with those LED lights the best way.
Ah, yes. The best way to buy LEDs is from a place over in Hong Kong. And
little place in Hong Kong. Yep.
Awful.
I thought you said they were good.
They were cheap, but it took like 5 weeks for me to get them. And like the only shipping method was the best way.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at, the best.
That's it. It didn't tell me how many days it was. Or
don't worry about it. Was... It's the best way.
Yeah. Like, so if I listen, we know the best way, all right? Just no, shut up.
We China, we know.
There are millions of us.
There's a million of us, we know. Just gonna conveyor belt it all the way over.
There's a billion of us, my bad. I was a little off on the map.
I think there's a few billion, actually.
No, I think they're just over a billion.
They're a third of our population. The world's population.
All right, let me just type this in. How many niglets are in China?
Whoa!
I don't know if you're gonna get the right number.
What's your problem, Alex? You have one thing to say, finally?
Yeah. Fuck you, Alex.
All right, whatever. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Did you before?
I was trying to.
He made the
tried
effort.
Real hard.
I tried to. I tried to get it out there that I cared, but whatever. What the fuck? Hey, I'm a rabbit. I turned into a rabbit.
Oh, here he is. That's why he hasn't been talking. What's the word? What's the word when you like? What do they do when they calculate how many people there are? There's a word for it.
Census.
Census. How do you spell it? So C.
C E N U S
U S U S.
Got it, people.
Spelling's hard.
Google finished it for me. Like I ever have to spell anything anymore.
I know, right?
Like, my spelling wasn't bad enough
I'll
before.
I'll have to learn how to spell, because Google will fix it for me.
Yeah, my phone will fix it, everything but, like, my netbook fixes me. And I get really upset, I'm like, you piece of shit. You made me spell something wrong.
You yell made me look like a fool in front of everyone.
Yell at my pen, what have you done?
Do you understand the consequences of this mistake?
This is a banking deposit slip you've screwed up here.
Now I have to do another one.
Nah!
Snap your pen in half.
Nah! I do have a really nice Sharpie pen that I bought. It writes so smooth. But it's not made for the amount of writing I do daily. My first one wore out really fast.
Yeah, that's always the worst. You get a nice pen you like, and it's just gone.
Yeah.
That's speaking of a nice pen, my nice pen is right here where I can see it. Where it can't fucking leave.
Mine's
like
are in.
You did that one time.
I always lose my best pens.
I know.
And
I'm
tragic.
Yeah, it's always the worst.
It's horrible.
Okay, one point. Mainland China has 1,339,000. Oh, wait. 1 billion.
There you go.
339,724,852 people.
I'm assuming it's an estimate, but you know, give or take one or two people.
Give or take, no.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So, so you know how Diablo went to the real money auction house?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's this guy
that made
Wishbone the dog made $10,000.
Yep,
doing that in 3 months.
Wow, let's get on it.
Yeah, he said he was on the auction house for 8 to 12 hours a day.
Oh, I don't have that kind of time.
No, no one.
That's a job at that point.
Yep.
A day though for 3 months straight.
Not well, probably not straight, you know. But he says. It's, you know, probably an average, you know. He probably took a day or two off in between time. Or not spend 8 hours, you know, every day.
I would hope but so.
You would hope so, but there's also... We live in a world where kids fucking dehydrate for playing Duty for fucking 5 days, so...
He plays Duty. It's such a stupid-ass game anyway. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Playing any
so
game.
Anyway...
any game for 5 days straight to the point of dehydration and being in the hospital
is outrageous.
Not even games, just doing anything and not not
there. You go, yeah.
Choosing not to eat or drink
because you're doing something.
It's just stupid. It's just...
Unless you're doing the do for that long, you shouldn't be doing it.
That's right.
But if you're doing the do, you're hydrated.
Yeah.
Okay, are you on my side or not? Because I just fucking said that if you're not doing the do, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. What's the right thing to say?
What do you want from us, right?
Yeah, what do you want us to say?
Not entirely sure. I feel like I'm a little on the spot right now.
Oh.
It's all right. You know.
Easy. Hey. Whoa.
Who's my champion? Who's my champion?
Not me.
No, it's you.
Oh, is it?
It's you.
Dodged a bullet there.
Oh.
Well, anyway, where were we at? That's embarrassing.
Now that Ryan's right mortified.
There. I know. I was worried we were about to lose you there.
No, it's cool.
It was on the edge. I felt it.
I bought a really cool dock for my phone.
Did you? Home dock?
I did.
For a second, I thought you said dog.
It's like a little Philips one, though, but it's like Bluetooth to the speaker and shit. It's perfect. It's adjustable, so my extended battery can fit on it, too. You know what I'm saying?
Neat.
It is neat. I love it. I don't really like the app they give you to use, but the alarm clock works the best. That is a lot of shit for only $22. What the fuck?
What?
Dude.
Are you looking at poop?
No, dude, look at this. Just click on that link. Like,
that is a lot of things. For $23, yeah.
It's like, and it's times two of everything you see, it says.
Jeez.
That's a lot of shit.
That's a lot of things. I bet you a lot of these probably just aren't that great.
I'm saying. But still, like, you almost have to.
No, you don't.
Like, I'm losing money not getting that right now.
Yeah. Are you, though? Because do you really need all that stuff?
No, I'm already past it.
Okay. There you go. See? Come and gone. Easy as that. Tomato.
No one was talking about tomatoes. What the fuck? You trying to start an argument or what?
Just wanted to bring it up.
It's tomato, you fucking dumbass.
Fine. Whatever.
You gonna cry about it?
Maybe.
Alex, call him a bitch.
You bitch.
You steal them.
Dude, an HDMI cable for 90 cents. Like, HDMI to your phone for 90 cents.
Sounds like a mono-price thing to me.
I know, but it's not. It's on Amazon.
Unheard of.
Oh, Amazon trying to get it in right now.
It's not an Amazon cable, though. Is it? Is it shipped and sold from Amazon?
Let me find out. I didn't actually click on it. Well, sold by Accessory Market.
Aha! Fucking called it. DayZ is officially being turned into a standalone game.
Yeah, that news came out like 3 days ago.
Wait, do we have to buy a new copy?
Probably.
Fucking assholes.
I don't care, because that'd be a polished version of it.
I read somewhere, I think it was Kotaku, that I think we get a free copy if we have the game already.
Awesome.
I don't know how that's going to work, though.
Maybe they'll give you something.
Fast iterations with the community alpha available for heavily discounted price of a Minecraft development
it's
model.
Basically what they're doing now, except that'll be its own game.
Anyone who's playing the mod now will be able to continue to do so. That's all it says. That you can continue to play the mod.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the stifling info.
So we don't have to buy it.
No, you do. Anyone who's playing the mod now will be able to continue to do so. That doesn't mention anything about the game.
Yeah, because you didn't pay for the mod.
Yeah, you didn't pay for the mod. You paid for Armor 2.
For Armor.
To play the fucking DayZ, though.
They don't know that. Yeah, the sales don't still, say that.
Yeah. It doesn't say, yeah, he
really?
Got it.
Yeah. No. I mean,
like, they should definitely give us
he
something.
Didn't see any of the money anyway. Well, technically, yeah. I guess.
He works for the company.
He works for the company, so yeah. He gets a paycheck from them. But
yeah.
He doesn't see any more money than he would have already gotten.
He'll get money for right. Everybody else.
So,
so that
I knew it would be.
That spike during the Steam sale had nothing to do with DayZ.
Oh, it had everything to do
with it. No one's saying that it's not. It's just the fact that that money isn't directly going to DayZ. It's going to the people who made Arma 2. You know? Oh. Granted, the people at Arma 2 obviously have seen something in there. They're making a full published game of it. Because it is going to be still by Bohemia Interactive.
That's the name. I was trying to think of the name.
Yeah.
Guys, how long has it been? I need to go to bed.
We can cut it short because you got to get to bed and you got to get out to wedding days.
I got a play to catch.
Yeah.
Fuck, that sounded badass.
What?
I got to catch that fucking plane.
Play to catch. I need a cheeseburger.
That didn't sound as cool. Yeah. Don't go with that one. Go with the first one. Go with take one.
You take one.
Yep.
What was my line? Right,
everybody. We're going to go. Got a lot of shit to do.
Kind of short. Can we start this thing at like 10:30?
I don't know. Maybe. If it's short, it's fine. Whatever.
Been leaving at least it'll, 10:30.
At least it'll be out on time. Nah,
yeah,
about that.
It's been a while.
Well, I got one out last week at like 30 minutes after midnight, so technically it wasn't on time.
I know, I was there.
Yeah. And then the week before that, it was like 4 days late.
That was the one where Terry almost flipped his shit. That's really dark laugh, Terry.
What?
You were like...
Is that a racist joke, Ryan?
What are you trying to say?
Fuck. That's what I was saying.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast. Dark we'll see element. You next week with probably more updates from about the wedding if there isn't already a ton of videos out. Which there will be, so I don't know.
I don't even know why you just said that.
Leave. Just end it. Can we just end it?
Bye!
Max. Max. Thank you.